present day suffragettes, we have Caroline Lucas, leader of the Green Party.
Well, it is fantastic to see you here today. And I can promise you that it's here on the streets of London and on the streets of cities around the world that the real politics on climate change is being done today. And I've spent the week in Brussels negotiating with the French presidency about their climate package, and I've watched how governments in the EU, including our own, are deliberately destroying and diluting the energy and climate package. Now, it was never ambitious enough, but with the shape it's in today, it will do nothing to seriously end emissions in the EU. So if we can't rely on the men in their grey suits in Brussels, if we want to take action on climate change, then we need to generate that action here and now in demonstrations like this, and that's why it's so important that you're here. And I think that our message should be this, that the government's cowardly inaction is not only destroying the environment, it is destroying people's lives here, today, tonight and around the world. That to continue to expand airports and a fleet of new coal-fired power stations is nothing less than criminal activity. It is crimes against humanity. And that is why we pledge ourselves to do everything we can, both inside the law and, if necessary, outside the law, to peacefully prevent a headlong descent into climate chaos. Because I don't know about you, but I'm getting just a little bit tired with more and more public meetings. I'm getting a bit tired of more and more letters to the government, important though they are. I'm even getting a little bit tired of demonstrations like this, wonderful though it is to be here, and wonderful though it is to see you here too. But this is the fifth climate march I've been on, and I don't want to be doing this in another 5 years' time. Because the truth is we simply don't have the time. The terrible truth is that climate change is happening way ahead of schedule. The latest scientific evidence shows that the climate is much more sensitive than we thought. Following the record 2007 melt in Arctic summer sea ice last year, then this year we also see a record low in sea ice volumes. Arctic climate scientists are predicting that the Arctic Ocean could be ice-free in the summer as early as 2015. Now that is fully 80 years sooner than the IPCC predicted. And so that's why we say that if our government refuses to act, if our government refuses to govern, then we will take the necessary action ourselves. And that is why I believe that we need to build this country's largest campaign of non-violent direct action and civil disobedience so that we force our politicians to respond. Yeah. Now, when we've been following all of the coverage of the economic crisis, time and again, the news reporters say, why didn't we listen to those who warned us about the risks of such enormous deregulation and recklessness? Well, we have been warning about the climate crisis for decades. We have been saying that that same refusal to regulate, that same recklessness is taking us to the edge of climate chaos. And so why is it that politicians can find £500 billion for the financial crisis, but they can't find the will or the resources to tackle the climate crisis? Now, is our imagination really so impoverished that we can't see that while economic collapse is painful, environmental collapse is utterly unbearable? And why can't the government see the obvious, that this economic crisis is precisely an opportunity to reshape and refocus our economy into a sustainable direction through thousands and thousands of green jobs in renewable energy, energy efficiency, in bringing forward a much needed Green New Deal, both here in Britain and across the world. So that's why we demand an end to more airport expansion, an end to coal-fired power stations, no more lies and inaction, but yes to green jobs and a green way forward. But let me just finish by saying that some people think that we'll never be able to persuade the politicians to act on this kind of agenda. But while it might be economically and technically possible to tackle climate change, that it might not be politically possible. I believe we are here today to redefine what is meant by politically possible. Because we recognise that with only 100 months left to act, it falls to this generation, our generation, to act. It is the most awesome responsibility. But together we are powerful. The House of Commons behind us belongs to us, the people. It is accountable to us, the people, and that's why we're here, that's why we demand our rights to be heard. 100 years ago, Emmeline Pankhurst said that to be militant is a privilege. She was right, and we should use that privilege. She understood, as we understand, that direct action is the last resort of a democracy. She knew, as we know, that there is a time for words and a time for action. Well, let me end by proposing a key date for our next action. The place I want to see all of you on the 12th of January is for a dinner at Domestic Departures, Terminal 1, Heathrow Airport, 7 o'clock. So the time for speeches is over. The time for action is here. I'll see you at Heathrow.